Deb, he called out. I'm not hungry. You want my sweet potato? Jeb gave Jack a mean look. I could have brought my own lunch if I wanted to eat, he said. Oh, sure, said Jack. Jeb narrowed his eyes. You making fun again? He said. I'm warning you. Do that one more time and I'll fight you. Jack couldn't believe it. This kid took everything he said the wrong way. Hey, Annie said. Leave my brother alone. You're nothing but a bully, Jeb. Annie, stay out of this, said Jack. But Jeb just laughed. Then he stood up and walked back into the schoolhouse. Jack felt angry. He hoped they would find the special writing soon so they could leave. Will seemed to have read Jack's mind. Don't worry about him, Will said to Jack. He's never been to school before. Oh, so he's embarrassed, said Annie. Why hasn't he been to school? Said Jack. Because he has to work in the fields all the time, said Will. I heard him tell Miss Neely he walked 5 miles to get here today, Kate said. So he must have really wanted to come. Wow, said Annie. How far did you and Will walk? Only 2, said Kate. 2 what? Asked Annie. Miles, said Kate. 2 miles? Jack repeated. The prairie kids nodded. It must be lonely living out here, Annie said. Will and Kate nodded again. Do you live in a sod house? Jack asked. We used to, said Will, but it was always dirty, so our pa built us a log cabin.
He cut trees near the creek, said Kate. Then he made the cabin by hand.
Before Annie or Jack could ask another question, thunder cracked in the sky. Then rain started to fall. It fell fast and hard. Everyone jumped up. Come in, come in, Miss Neely called from the doorway. They ran back inside. The wind slammed the door behind them with a bang. Chapter 6. Grasshopper Attack? Inside the lamp-lit hut, it was dry and cozy. Jack sat back on his bench. He didn't dare look at Jeb. It's time for our writing lesson now, Miss Neely said. I'm going to give you each a slate and a pen. She handed out the slates. They looked like small blackboards set in wooden frames. Next, she gave everyone a slate pen. Each pen was a thin piece of chalk. Miss Neely opened the McGuffey reader. While you were eating your noon meal, I copied a poem from the book, she said. Now I want you to copy it. Miss Neely held her own slate board up for them all to see. "'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try, try again." Jack quickly started copying the words. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Jeb writing very slowly. It took the older boy a long time just to write the letter T. Jack slowed down, too. He didn't want Jeb to think he was showing off. Suddenly, loud thumping sounds came from overhead. It sounded as if someone were throwing stones against the roof.
Oh, no! Grasshopper attack! Screamed Kate. She covered her head.
Grasshopper attack! Cried Will. He covered his head, too.
Be calm, everyone, said Miss Neely.
What's a grasshopper attack? What are they talking about? Jack wondered.
Even Jeb seemed worried. As Miss Neely started toward the door, he said,
Don't open it. They'll come in.
Has everyone gone crazy? Jack thought. How can grasshoppers hurt anyone?
Miss Neely opened the door and looked out. A moment later, she stuck her head back in and closed the door. It's all right, she said. It's only hailstones.
What's that?